The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Because the Flam involved, we have over here, going from Amun Aleph, the Mishnah of Nemon, Akoyen Loimar, the Shailas of Nemonus, Legabi Mume Bechor. Nemon, Akoyen Loimar, Herisi Bechor, Zeo, Balmumu. He's allowed to say that the animal was shechted, it was a Balmum. After Shkid, you can't tell what the personal status of the animal was. Were you allowed to eat it? Were you not allowed to eat it? Was it shown to a Mumcha who was Mate? Was it not shown? This is Nemonus. Insofar as Nemonus is concerned, as a deraisa de klal l'chur, erechud nem bisur. Erechud, there's no limitations like ve'edus, you need a kosher aid. Doesn't make a difference if it's a man, a woman, a apostle eidus. Personal nemonis on kashrus is personal nemonis. The shaila is, over here there are limits, according to, it's not nemonis, choshud. How much did they limit, how much did they establish that you need proper Eidus, mamish like Eidus on Bimater Bimoitzi Momoin, Mater Arayis, and so on, which needs proper Eidus, Apishnei Medim Yopim Dover. How much of that did they carry over into the realm of Nemonus on a Bechor? So we have a Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph. Iboilu Eidmi P8. Eidmi P8, a normal Eidus in Bezdin, a person could only say Eidus, what he knows to be true, not what he heard from somebody else. Eidmi P8 is personal regular Eidus. What about by Eidus Bechor? Ravasi Oma, Ravasi Osa, Ravashi Shori. Machloik Samiroim. Machloik Samiroim. Reb Kiva Eger has a whole discussion, Lagabe a different area in Halacha, but it's interesting just to explore some of the klolim. Lagabe Nemonus, or Chatzi Nemonus in Eidus. Reb Kiva Eger and Tshuvos, and Simon Tzadik Beis, discusses Lagabe a Shbuya. If a woman was captured, the halacha is that with choshish that she was nivela, she was violated by the shoivis, and well, the halacha is she's asur lekoyin, she's asur lebailo if her husband was a koyin, until there's edus that she was not violated. And the question is, what type of edus is kosher? What's mafurish over there is that a isha is kshera. A woman is allowed to be made on another woman, that she was even in captivity, she was tahira. Whether Eidmi P8 is kosher is not clear. Kivega brings the lashon of the Rambam, legabe awadin, legabe bechor, and the lashon of the Rambam is Eidmi P8 vafilu isha. It seems like isha is a bigger chiddush than Eidmi P8. Both of them absulim la'edus, if it's a dover shebe'erva or doitzoas moment. Both apostle Eidus, the Rambam says, Eidmi P8 by Bechor is kosher, vafilu Isha. Isha is more of a chiddush. Aha! Says Reb Kiva Eger, if by Shvuya Isha is kshera, then stands to reason. By definition, Eidmi P8 is kosher. That's Reb Kiva Eger's cheshbon. The problem, the very basic problem, is that that's nice. According to the Mandama, we pass me Eidmi P8 is kosher. So then you could see Eidmi P8 is more Nemon than Isha. But there's another mandama. We just said it's machloek samiroim. If that's true, that means that there's one mandama that holds that Eidmi P8 is not good, despite the fact that Gemara says that Isha is yeah good. How could it be that Eidmi P8 and Isha, according to one mandama, Isha is yeah good and Eidmi P8 is blessed, and according to the way we paskin, the way the Rambam paskins, Eidmi P8 is kosher and better than Isha? They're arguing as svaros hafuchos. This needs a hesper. Means here, Kivega proves what he proves from the Mandama, but from the Mandama that we paskin like. But how do we learn the Gemara? Is there a machloekes min akotza lakotza whether Eidmi P8 or Isha is better? So the Sefer Reishis Bikurim on Bechorish tells to another Reb Kivega, Yovezer v'limin alzeh. Reb Kivega in Tshuvas Kuf Chav Gimel has another discussion about a different area of halacha where an Eid Echod is Nemon. And that is Chazal's Kula, Mishum Iguna, Akilu Barabonon, Eidus of Agunon. A woman's husband, goes away, doesn't return, he was pulled off by the tide, he was in a burning building, etc. The halacha says, how much Eidus do you need to be matter in Agunon? A major area of halacha called Eidus Agunon. What could we be starve? Roivs, Chazokas, long sugis to end the Yevamos, a whole intricate part of halacha for itself. And over there, what's mavur is that Eidmi P8 is kosher, and Isha is kosher. But the Gemara presents Eidus Yisho is Ksheru, like a regular Eidach. The Gemara presents Eid Mipiet also as in a special Chiddush that by Eidus Yisho, Chazal wa Mati Mishum Iguna, they believe the Eid Mipiet. Says Yom Kiveg, let's think about that for a second. What exactly is the nature of Eidus when we're talking about Eidus Yisho? This is Lamashal. If somebody is coming to tell me that the food that was cooked in his kitchen is kosher, is that Eidus? Does he have to come and say a Haggadah Eidus, and it needs a Kabbalah Eidus? You know, Eidus in Momen, or Eidus of Davish Be'erva, needs Eidim Ksherim. They come to Bezin, they say their Eidus. Bezin's Mekabal their Eidus as Dayanim, only proper Dayanim. Three Dayanim can be Mekabal Eidus, it has to be Bayoim, it has to be Yeshiva. The whole Bezin is not just a Paskin. The Kabbalah Eidus is also a function of Bezin. When somebody tells me that the sandwich that he made or lunch that he's prepared for me is kosher, does he have to say that as a Kabbalah says? Of course not. What is that? And Echanem Misurim means it's just information. If I want to know if that's true, does that mean, do I know, was I in the kitchen? The Torah says that if I heard it from somebody, that's called I know. That level of reliability in the information giving is enough when I heard from somebody. That's kosher, unless I have reason to not believe him. But generally, that information is kosher. If Chazal were matir, Eid Echod, Eidus Isha, Legabi Aguna, says Rav Kivega, the Pasha says, that means you don't need Kabbalah's Eidus. Says Rav Kivega, so what's the Chiddush Eid Mipi Eid? What's Eid Mipi Eid? Eid Mipi Eid only means that Reuven saw something happen. Reuven saw that a person drowned, or Reuven saw that an animal was shechted kedin. So Reuven tells it to Shimon, so now Shimon is saying Eidus, so the Haggadah's Eidus is not on what he knows, Haggadah's Eidus is what he was mekabel from somebody else. That's not good, that's not a Ma'is Haggadah's Eidus, says Reb Kivega. But if it's just a matter of information, Reuven tells Shimon, so now Shimon knows, so Shimon just gives over the information. What does it make a difference? We're not talking about broken telephone, we're talking about giving over factual, concrete information. Why shouldn't that be good in the 8BP8? Says Reb Kivega, if Chazal had to be mechadish that Eid Mipiyed is kosher by Aguna, that means that by Aguna you need Kabbalah Seidus. And that's the Pashto, says Reb Kivega. It needs a Psach HaBez. It's not just information that the woman has information. Her husband's dead, she could get married. There's a Kabbalah Seidus, the Bezin has to sift through the evidence. And by the way, this has major ramifications. If a Bezin was matir, it's not just the woman has information. What happens if the information turns out wrong? If the information turns out wrong, you have to overturn a Psak Bezdin. Kivega brings Nafkaminis La'alocha in that. Al-Kaponim, it's a Kabbalah's Eidus. It's a Bezdin. The size of Eidus is Neskabal. Doesn't make a difference. Eidus Isha, Eid Mipiyed, but it needs Kabbalah's Eidus. The Gemara says that the normally Posel Haggadah of Eid Mipiyed is kosher by Eidus Isha. It's in a special Chiddush. That's from Kivega in Simut Kuf Chav Gimel. Oy Bazoi explains the Reishis Bikurim, we're saying in our Nusach, that the Machloikis over here by Bechor is not a Machloikis in Isha and Eid Mipi Eid, which one is better. There's no Machloikis Svaros Afuchis. The Machloikis is how to look at Bechor. On the one hand, Bechor does not need proper Eid, this is Yisur. On the other hand, over here, you need a Psak, you need a Mumche to Paskin, we're learning the Sugis, you need a Psak, and if you don't have a Psak, even if you know that it was a Baal Mum, it's not Mutter. If Chazal instituted that Bechor has to go through a system of Psak Halocha, of Kabbalah Seidus, so then the question is, Eid Mipi Eid is not a regular Kabbalah Seidus. Isha, you find, let's say, by Aguna, that they were Mekabel Eidus Isha. They weren't Mekabel Eid Mipi Eid, because not a Ma'is HaGodes Eidus. Maybe by Bechor it's also that way. By Bechor you need a proper Haggadah's Eidus. They allow Psula Eidus. So Isha can be made because she's a Psula Eidus. Of Eid Mipiyei, that's not Haggadah's Eidus. Eidus means you give over what you know. You're Mekabel from him. Him telling you that's a Kabbalah's Eidus. Now you're saying it over. You're bringing his Eidus to Bezin. That's not Eidus. It's not Haggadah's Eidus. It's not Kabbalah's Eidus. That's not good. So that's why Eid Mipiyei is not good. On the other hand, if Bechor, no, they just established that you need some type of criteria, you need a Psak, but you don't need Mamish Kabbalah Seidus. In Cain, you want to know which is a better way of verifying information? Could be Eid Mipi Eid. Why? Because Midrash is a kosher Eid. Maybe Eid Mipi Eid is a kosher. If you don't need a proper Haggadah Seidus, maybe it's better. So the Rambam says, La Halacha, that Eid Mipi Eid we accept. You don't need proper Kabbalah Seidus. If you don't need proper Kabbalah Seidus, nothing wrong with Eid Mipi Eid. Isha, no, she's a apostle Eidus. Vafilu Isha, the Rambam says. So Mela by Shvui also, you don't need proper Eidus. If you don't need proper, you don't need a proper Kabbalah's Eidus, all you need is factual information. Over there also, if Isha works, Eid Mipi'e certainly works. That's the way to explain the Machloikis Amiroim in the Gemara. By the way, as an aside, maybe Shvuyo, is not an Eidus Issa, maybe it's like, Dovah Shebe'erva. So then we have the Rambam Mufurish in Sanhedrin Hill Perek Tez Zayin that tells us that being made on an Isha that she's a Zoyna, that she's a Surah Labayla, she's a Surah Labayla Koyin, or that she's Muteres is certainly not Eidus Erva. Erva means to be mad to her, Mipnei Sibo Yisavei Shishish, or that she was Mizana, she becomes Osir to her husband as a Soita, or to say on somebody that there's a Psul that he was born with. But to say on a person, to say on a woman that she was nivellus and she became possible, it's a discussion for itself, but Lamais in the Rambam is Mufush, that Erechud is Nemon on that. That's A. B, even the Tosfos read, Kedushin Samach Vav, that argues on the Rambam, and holds that Pasling and Isha Lekohuna is like a Dovah Shebe'erva. But the Shmaitz, in the beginning of Shmaitz Vav, points out that that's only to Aser and Isha. To be Mater and Isha, who was never also. You have a shadow, the woman was a Shvuya. To say that a woman never became also, that's certainly not a Dovah Shebe'erva. You're not changing her status. You're clarifying that her status remained what it was, that she's Muteres Labayla. So that certainly does not need Kabbalah's Eidus. It's not a Dovah Shebe'erva or Mammon, which needs a Bezdin. It needs clear factual information. Over there, by Shvuya, Kivega will be right. Isha's Ksheru, like every Eid Echud, Eid Mipi Eid is kosher because you don't need Kabbalah's Eidus. You don't need the proper, the whole formality of Kabbalah and Haggadah Seidus. So over there, that'll work. There is Lamaisa Chazanish that argues on the Reb Kivega that we mentioned in Kuf Chav Gimel. The Chazanish argues, he says, you do not need Kabbalah's Eidus by Eidus Isha. If they will matter Eidus Isha, they will matter in Eid Echod, Isha, Eid Mipi Eid, that means they did away with the need for proper Eidus. So what do we do with Reb Kivega's Kasha? The Chazanish explains that the Chesaron of Eid Mipi Eid is not a Chesaron in the formality, the Tzura of Haggadah Eidus, Kabbalah Eidus, Chaloy Shem Eidus, and so on, where then you would tell us that there is a need for Kabbalah Eidus, but they dispensed with the rules of what that Kabbalah Eidus normally has to be. Chazanish says, no, the problem of Eid Mipi Eid is just that it's not good information. Marshal, a vita marshal, like cliche any mevashal on Shabbos, the second-hand information is not good, it's not warm information, it's not hot to the touch. The problem is in information itself, not in the tsura of how it's given over, it's not missing the formality of a maisa hagod zedus. Poshut information is not reliable. It says, im kain, then by Eidus Yisha, they had to say that even not reliable information. It's pretty reliable. It's not 100% reliable. That's enough. The same way they relied on Mesiach Lefitumoy. Mesiach Lefitumoy is where a goy says that a fellow, they saw a fellow dead, but he's not, he's saying it as a reminiscence, as reminiscing. He's not saying it as Eidus. He's Neman. It's not the information is not a great source of information. Mipnei Guna Akilu Barabonon. Oy Bazoi, the Chazanish says, no, that you want to know if you need Kabbalah's Eidus by Eidus Isha? No, you don't need Kabbalah's Eidus. But the information you have has to be accurate information. So he says, Mamela, Eid Mipi Eid is not an accurate information. So that what's Pshat now in Gemara? Why is Eid Mipi Eid should be Neman by Bechor, should not be Neman on Bechor? Then you'll have to say it's some type of local Machloikis. In Bechor, whether we have our Choshes as to the accuracy of an of Eidus Bechor, insofar as Eid Mipi Eid is concerned. Then we're left with the Kasha, are you going to say the Machloikis is Min HaKotza LaKotza, whether Eid Mipi Eid is better than Isha, worse than Isha? That, according to the Chazanish, has to be explored.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.